JAK inhibitors are a class of agents. They're oral agents. There are probably at least a dozen that have been in clinical development. And what they do is potently inhibit a signaling pathway that's overactive in patients with myelofibrosis that contributes to the inflammatory cytokine milieu that mediates a lot of the symptom burden that we've been discussing, whether it's bone pains or inflammatory symptoms like fevers and night sweats. So much of the symptom burden that is part and parcel to having myelofibrosis is driven in large part by JAK-STAT signaling. And these small molecule inhibitors abrogate that signaling and reduce in a very potent way the inflammation that's mediating those symptoms. Given the research implicating JAK-STAT in autoimmune disease and its malignancy, it's not surprising at all that this pathway has become an attractive target for pharmaceuticals. Ruxolitinib, a JAK1 and JAK2 inhibitor with efficacy for the treatment of polycythemia vera and myelofibrosis, was the first FDA-approved JAK inhibitor, or JAKinib,